Back now to the FBI's search of the home of former President Trump in Palm Beach, Florida. Arkansas's Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson joins us for that. Early in his career, he served as U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas under President Reagan. Governor Hutchinson, thank you very much for joining us. You have said that this FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate is alarming. Why?
Well, because it's never happened before, and whenever you have such a high public official, we know that the approval was given at a high level in the Department of Justice because that's the standard of practice. And just by the fact that it does require that high level of approval means it's a very serious thing. And the fact that you have this search warrant that's executed, and I say that it's alarming in the sense that we need to know, the public needs to know, the institutions in the United States needs to understand why this happened. And we don't have the affidavit for the search warrant that's been released. It should be released. If it has to be redacted, it should be redacted. But the public has an interest in knowing what is happening here, and the fact that former President Trump criticized the operation and made noise about it indicates that there needs to be some kind of response, and that is important at this point.
But it's our understanding that it's Department of Justice policy not to make these documents around a search like this public. So what you're calling for would be a violation of that policy, or is that what you're asking for?
No. In fact, I mean, it's been a while since I was a federal prosecutor, but I was a United States attorney. I understand the guidelines that they have. And whenever you put something under seal, and a search warrant should be under seal, and it is, but that seal, they can ask that search warrant to be released, the affidavit be released, because it's already public information. The idea of having that sealed is to protect the homeowner or whoever might be impacted by the creation of that information. Well, here it's already out and public. And so while that is a standard practice, there are the exceptions when it's already public information. They can ask that that be unsealed, and I think that is important to be done. And short of that, they need to make a comment. The Department of Justice needs to understand the public's interest in this and legitimate interest. There's two institutions at stake here, the presidency of the United States, but the other institution is the Department of Justice. I served in the Department of Justice. I care about it. I value it. And it is critical to our democracy that it has credibility and it has broad support and that they operate under our rule of law, and they need to explain what is happening here. And there is some urgency. I think both Democrats and Republicans expect some comment from the Department of Justice explaining exactly what is happening.
The House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has already said what the Justice Department has done is weaponizing. He used the term, they've weaponized the justice system. Are you prepared to go that far?
Well, no, because I don't know the facts, and I think that would be totally unfair. You know, I think they've had instances in the past where it appears that the Justice Department got political. But I don't think we ought to jump to that conclusion. I don't think we ought to jump to a different conclusion. Let's get the facts out there, and let's hear from the Justice Department as exactly what happened and what interest is at stake.
Well, what has been...
We believe in the broad application of the rule of law.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Governor, what has been reported, as you know, is that that there were agents who showed up at Mar-a-Lago this spring and had a discussion with the former president about papers that the National Archives say should have been given to them, turned over to them, rather than taken to the president's own home. If it turns out that the former president took documents that should have been turned over to the government, what should be done about it?
Well, we should make the efforts to retrieve those. Perhaps that is what this is about. But generally, it's not done through a search warrant. There's other ways to retrieve documents through legal processes. And I think what's important here, too, is that the public is not going to get too excited if these documents are routine documents in the White House that the president took out in violation of the Presidential Documents Act. You know, what we'd be concerned about is if these are classified documents, if there's documents that would really be offensive to our national security. This is a serious matter to do a search of a former president's residence, and it has to be justified with equally serious conduct that is at risk that required this action, and that's the vacuum that we do not have right now.
Governor, we are seeing today that a number of the people who are close to the former president are saying they think that this move by the Justice Department is going to expedite his decision to run for president again. Do you think he should run again?
No, I don't think he should. But I also am a political realist that this is the kind of action by the Department of Justice that without explanation is going to give fuel to those that just say, he's being persecuted, he's being picked on, and they're going to come to his defense, and it very well could motivate him to do that. Fairness is what we have to have in the justice system. I want the Department of Justice to explain what is happening here, give the American public, hopefully, a sense that this is being conducted to support the rule of law and fairly.
And just finally, Governor, you did say yourself in May that you are mulling the idea of running for president yourself. That was in May. This is August. Are you any closer to a decision?
No, that is going to be in the thinking about stage until probably next January. We got to get through this election, and we'll wait and see how that develops. But whenever I say I don't think President Trump should run again, obviously people who are concerned about the country have to give it thought, as I am.
Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, thank you very much.
Thank you, Judy. Good to be with you.